Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, good people, what's up and what's happening? It's your girl, LeJay, baby, the favorite power podcast host of the Dream Hustle Win podcast with RAI Radio host. And if y'all didn't know, y'all didn't know. This network boosts over 100,000 monthly network visitors, 14 DRT tracking radio stations, and 25 artists charting nationally on 150 independent charts. And today, my people, today, I have the one, the only, Amira in the building to come and talk to you about her new single. What's up, boo?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, Mama Letta, I got you on the air. Now, I took a listen to your joint too late, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't even going to lie. From the beginning of that joint there, it had me gone from the beat. I was like, okay, look at my thing working. And then you opened your mouth, girl, and I was like, okay, KK, you are very, like, polished and very mature sounding. I want to ask you, like, how long have you been pushing for this music thing?
Oh, thank you, first of all, for the compliment. And it's been about almost 7 years, I think, that I've actually professionally been trying to do it. I've always been saying it since I was young, but I haven't really started to, you know, put my all into it until about 7 years ago. So, yeah, I've just been trying to hone my talent and take things seriously, you know.
You definitely can tell. For all my people, I'm going to need y'all to check that out. But why don't you go ahead and talk to my people about your joint, Too Late?
All right. Well, Too Late is a pop record. I feel like it got a little bit of R&B in there. You know, it's a sassy song. You know, it's pretty much just about relationships, you know, like most of the songs that are out that we write about. So it's just about a situation that you wanted so badly to work, but that didn't work. And then when you let go, then the person that you were trying to get to open up to you decided that they wanted to open up to you. But, you know, it's too late. I've already let you go. I've already moved on. So, you know, it's too late. You should have took a chance when you had it, you know. So it's just like a moving on type situation. I co-wrote this joint with a guy named O'Shea Hunter, who's also the producer for the track. And, man, it's one of my faves, I got to say.
Okay, well, shout out to him on both of y'all doing what you do, because I definitely am on to that one. You feel me? Now, I also ran my ear across another joint that you had on SoundCloud, and I must say, you're very intriguing to listen to. You know what I'm saying? You have a very professional sound to you, and I'm loving it. So all my people out there, I'm going to need you to go ahead and check my boo out. And if you don't know where she at, honey, I'm going to need you to check her out at www.instagram.com/ Amira's Music. You feel me? AmirasMuzic. Y'all can check her out at twitter.com/ Amira's Music. AmirasMuzic, baby. Then I'm going to need y'all to slide on over and check my boo out on SoundCloud. Same thing. Just throw it in there. Check her out. You feel me? Now, where exactly is this whole sound that you have, like, really coming from? Because you don't really, you're very polished and you have a professional sound, like a lot of, you know, the professionals out here, but you have your own thing going on, you know what I'm saying? And you can't say that for a lot of people, because a lot of people sound the same, you know what I mean? No hate to no disrespect.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's a lot of people got the same sound going on, you know what I'm saying? Because it's something that's really just being pushed right now, and that's what's selling, so that's what they're doing. So talk to me about where your original sound comes from.
So I have, like I said, I'm mostly like pop and R&B. I was raised listening to a bunch of R&B, you know, the Brandys, the Boyz II Men, Whitney Houston, like stuff like that. But as I grew older, I started to sort of kind of become exposed to other genres. And out of all of the genres, I think I resonated the most with the pop side of it. But since I had such a heavy background in R&B, I felt like I still wanted that element in my music as well. So I sort of kind of blended the two. And I've always been told that, oh, you know, you sort of kind of remind me of Aaliyah, or you remind me of Brandy, or you remind me of Monica. I've gotten the comparisons, and while that's awesome and that's flattering and I love it, I still don't want to be exactly like them. You know what I mean? I can take elements of maybe like a performance or like a sound, but I don't want to be entirely them, you know? So I think just over these past couple of years, I've just been, you know, finding myself and finding what I like and finding how I, you know, like to sing and the type of music that I like to sing and the type of styles that I like to sing them in. And I think that's just slowly turning into my sound, you know, and I'm still growing. So, you know, who knows, like next year I might release the next album and then that'll be completely different than what you're hearing from my EP that just released on 21st of November. So it's just, it's a constantly evolving situation, but that's a little background on how I started it out.
Yes, Andy, I'm digging all of that. Now, I like to ask this question, you know, because I get a lot of different responses, but I also get a lot of the same, you know, I'm original, you know, I'm just me, that's what you're going to get. I like to ask, you know, everybody, what sets you apart from the rest? Because right now the music game is a little saturated with a bunch of everything, you know what I mean? And it's your job when you come on interviews to be transparent, you feel me, like ice cold vodka, honey. So what? Go ahead and talk to my people about what sets you apart from the rest of these cats out here.
I think, well, I'm gonna go and say what everybody else said me, but also in terms of like my personality. Like, I've always been told that I'm like a really humble and open person, and I feel like just as much as your talent will bring people into to rock with you, so will your personality. And I feel like nowadays we have a bunch of people who are trying to all fight for the same thing, and instead of uplifting each other, we're knocking each other down. And we're all mm-hmm. like, we're all trying to fight for the same, you know, piece of meat. It's the weirdest thing, but that's how it is. And so instead of us trying mm-hmm. to work together and bring each other up, we're fighting each other. And I want to create an environment where that's not the case. I want to be an open artist. Like, I want to be open with not only, you know, other artists, but also my fans. Like, I want to create an avenue and an environment where, you know, they can talk to me. Like, if you send me a message on Instagram, if I ask you to do something for me on Instagram, don't think that I'm just going to be like, oh, yeah, she did it, and then just scroll on to the next thing. Like, I'm going to actually converse with you. I'm going to actually try to build a relationship with you. Like, hashtag Amira's Army, like, we're family, you know, and I hope to, you know, create that so that not only am I known for my music, but I'm also known for, you know, my openness and my approach, you know, to people, to my fans and to, you know, other artists. I just
want to
create what I don't
need.
Yeah. So
I know that's right, baby. Y'all better check Miss Queen Amira out, you feel me, at www.com/twitter.com, you feel me? You don't get on that Twitter and get on that Amira's music, you feel me? Y'all need to hop on over and slide on that Instagram.com, Amira's music, honey. And if you don't know how to spell it, we're going to lay it out real slow. AmiraMusic, babe. Real nice and slow for you, honey. So you make sure you checking her out. I'm going to need all of y'all to stream, download, comment my girl Amira. You feel me? Because she's out here doing big things, and that's no small feat, honey. Now, mm-hmm. I want to talk about the things that you got coming up. You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. we want to know what Amira has in her plans right now. So why don't you go on and talk to my people real quick?
Well, so like I said, I just had my EP. My EP released November 21st, and Too Late is on it. So if you want to check that out, feel free to do so. It's on all music platforms, you know, iTunes, you know, Spotify, all that stuff. So that just came out. So now we're promoting that. And then Too Late, I have a music video. I just shot a music video for that. So that's coming out soon. So be sure to follow me on my social media to keep up to date with that. And then touring, like, we're looking for touring now so that I can promote and that I can meet you guys and we can, you know, get to meet each other and jam and dance and have a good time together. I also have merchandise coming out soon. So we're just pretty much just we're about to start this crazy ride. Like I said, like you also said, like, if you guys want to keep up to date with me, my social media, like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of that is at Amira's Music, AmiraMusic. Come hit me up, man. I'm on there all the time. I'm talking. We having a good time. We creating that family. Hashtag Amira's Army. So Join us up, man. Let's do it. We on our way, for real.
Hey, y'all hear the queen? She doing big things. So I'm going to need y'all to check her out and see what she got going on every day, all day. You feel me? Amira's music, Amira's army. We coming strong, you feel me? So make sure y'all traveling along, honey. I want to thank you, queen, for coming on the Dream Hustle Win podcast with me. Like, I really enjoyed my time with you, I must say.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you for asking. Thank you for letting me, giving me the opportunity. You know, as an independent, you know, doing this by myself is sort of kind of hard. Like, I got my label on the Move Records and my manager. But it's like, it's sort of kind of hard to garner that that support. So I'm definitely grateful, and I really appreciate you for letting me come on here. It's definitely, I really appreciate it.
No doubt, no doubt. Like, I'm for sure going to be following you, honey. I was already creeping up on all your pages. You feel me?
Yeah.
But I want to thank... I want to thank everybody for listening to the Dream Hustle Win podcast with your girl, LaJay, baby. Y'all need to check Miss Amira out. You feel me? On all social media outlets. Amira's music, spelled M-U-Z-I-C. That's right, baby.
Yep.
Y'all better check her out. You know what I'm saying? She's doing some big things out here. I want to say shout out to all the sponsors for letting us do what we do, and we do what we do, baby. We out one time. Deuces.